Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Simply Music Live. My name is Bernadette Ashby, and I will be your host for the next, let's say about 30 minutes. Today, I'm going to be sharing my excitement about my new book, A World Where Everyone Plays. And if you happen to have any questions or comments throughout the program, or you'd like to call in as a guest, the guest call-in number is 805-727-7015. We also have a chat line you can also enter in your questions on if you'd like to go to Blog Talk Radio. I'd be happy to take any comments or questions. Well, I am just excited about today, and as a new author, I am very excited to share with you about my book called A World Where Everyone Plays. When I talk about that title, A World Where Everyone Plays, I'm not referring so much to the idea of maybe playing sports like tennis or football or recreational play or even childlike playing, but it has to do with the idea of how playing music can be a part of our everyday lives as human beings. That music is within everyone's grasp if given the opportunity. What I'm talking about is a chance for everyone to express themselves musically. Actually, the title of the book, A World Where Everyone Plays, is the motto of Simply Music. And Simply Music is the world's largest playing-based organization that I actually am a part of. And so I am so excited to be able to share Simply Music with you. For myself, I want to let you know that I found the key to unlock the music that was held captive within me for so many years through Simply Music. It is a remarkable Australian-developed breakthrough piano method that has beginning students playing great-sounding songs immediately from their very first lessons. Simply Music, I cannot even tell you, has completely transformed and revolutionized my life in so many ways, and I know it has in others as well, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. The book that I wrote itself is a collection of stories, mostly about individuals who've celebrated breakthroughs in their lives through music in a profound and natural way. I'll be sharing some of these stories in the next few moments. Again, this is Simply Music Live with Bernadette Ashby, and we're talking about my book, A World Where Everyone Plays. If you would like to call in at any time with questions or comments, you're welcome to do so. The number is 805-727-7015. Before we go into the stories of some of the books that, or some of the stories in my book, what I'd like to do is give you a little history in terms of how the book got started. And it has to do with my own personal story. When I was a child, my parents were gracious enough to give me piano lessons, and I was very, very excited to start, of course. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I began to take piano lessons with a professional musician. And after a few months of taking piano lessons with her, it was a little too much for me. I just didn't like the tedium of practicing, and I didn't like reading the notes, etc. So I told my parents I wanted to quit. Well, they ended up not wanting me to quit, so they tried a different tactic and hired another teacher. And I started with this teacher. She was less structured. I really liked her and was hoping that I could play the piano through her. And after a few months, of course, I quit again. And so it was really disappointing for me as a child. But I knew that there was some kind of music within me. It was just amazing that this music that was so a part of me just wanted to come out, and I didn't know how to bring it out. And so as it turned out, when I was in college, I hired my own personal music teacher, and I started taking lessons again in hopes that I would be able to play the piano. And so I tried, and after a few months, I said, I just can't do this. And so I quit again. It was really, really disappointing. I really believed in my in my mind that I would never, ever, ever be able to learn how to play the piano. So I just continued my life, and I had a family, and I had a little girl by the name of Victoria, and by the time she was five, I wanted to put her in piano lessons because, by golly, if I wasn't going to be successful with piano lessons, certainly my daughter or my children will. So I started her in piano lessons, and she took it for a couple years until I found Simply Music. And Simply Music was at a homeschool conference that I had attended, and there was a gal there, and she just happened to mention that Simply Music can have students playing immediately. And I'm thinking to myself, there is no way. My experience tells me that that's not even possible. And so she said, look, there's a money-back guarantee. If you want to try it, you know, and if you don't like it, you can just send your money. We'll send you back your money. So I went ahead and I made the purchase, and I went home, and I watched some of the videos that were available, and lo and behold, I thought I was going to teach my own personal students or my own personal kids, and what ended up turning out was that I was getting turned on to piano playing in a way that was enlivening me. I couldn't believe it. And so I continued to teach myself how to play the piano for a little while, and I just couldn't get enough. I just knew that this music was inside of me. And so I called up the headquarters for Simply Music, and I spoke to the founder of Simply Music, and he said, well, in order for you to continue on with your education or piano playing, you're going to have to become a teacher. And I said, oh, there's no way. I've only been doing this for a couple of months, and I don't think this is possible. And he said, no, you have to be a teacher. And so I thought to myself, this is crazy. There is no way I would want to be a teacher because I'm so new at this. What will people think of me? And I don't even know enough stuff. I'm so inexperienced. But you know what? The need, the desire to bring music out of me was so strong that I took the plunge and I made the decision to become a teacher. And that was 10 years ago, and it's been an amazing journey for me. And for those of you that may or may not know me, I need to reveal something about myself. I'm an educator at heart, and so my desire is really to help people to be successful in whatever area that they want to be successful in. And so knowing that about me, I had this desire to let people know how wonderful Simple Music has been to me and how it has transformed my life in so many ways. I saw the value that Simple Music brought to the table as an educator in terms of the benefits that people were receiving. I saw self-confident students. We would also teach strategies and techniques to help people to gain tools to be able to learn, not only in piano, but in other areas of their life, because I knew the concepts that we'd learned through Simply Music was able to be transferred to other learning arenas. Now, with that being said, it compelled me in such a way to want to continue to get the message out, and that's why I was so excited about teaching. That was the first thing. But I also knew that I needed a wider audience to be able to get the message of Simply Music out. And so I thought to myself, okay, what's one way to do it? And I thought, well, if I pulled together a book, that way the message of Simply Music could get out to a wider range of people. And so for the past 2 years, I've been on this journey of authoring and editing this book, and it's been a fantastic journey. I've met some of the most wonderful students and some of the most wonderful parents, as well as some of the the most fabulous teachers in the world. And I'm just so excited about presenting their stories to you in the book, A World Where Everyone Plays. So it was a very compelling message for me. I really had this desire to get this to everybody. And that's how the book was formulated, and I'm just so excited about it. For those of you who just came in, my name is Bernadette Ashby, and this is Simply Music Live, and we're talking about my book, A World Where Everyone Plays. If you have any questions or comments, I would invite you to give me a call at 805-727-7015. Also, for those of you who are on chat, I welcome you to go ahead and enter in your questions on chat, and we'll see if we can answer some of them. So I'd like to continue on and just let you know, we can just go ahead and talk about some of the stories that are in this book. In particular, I would like to share one student of mine, her name is Jenna, and Jenna is a very special student of mine. She is blind and she is deaf, and I want to tell you about my experience with her. Now, you know, A World Where Everyone Plays. My goodness, Jenna here is deaf and blind, and she, how in the world are we going to be able to present music to her? Well, I knew enough about Simply Music to be able to say that I knew we could do it. Simply Music could do it, and that I could do it, because I knew what Simply Music could offer. Her parents came to me one day. Her mom came to me at a presentation, and she didn't bring her daughter at the time, and she was at the back. And she was sharing, I did my presentation, and everybody who had attended the presentation had left, and she was the only one left. And so she came up to me and she said, I need to talk to you about my daughter, Jenna. And I said, sure, not a problem. What can I do for you? And she said, my daughter is blind and deaf, but I and her father want to bring music into her life. She's an amazing child. She's delightful, and she's an easy student to teach. And we were wondering if you would be willing to take her on as a teacher. And I had never taught anyone that was blind or deaf before. I had really not even encountered anyone that met anyone that was blind and deaf at the same time. And so I the challenge really piqued me, and I said, okay, you know what? I think I'll give it a try. And I brought Jenna into my studio, and it's been a fabulous journey that I've had with her, because we've not only been able to take the concepts within Simply Music and be able to teach her how to play piano, but she has just really grown as a person, her self-esteem, her joy in music. Now, you might be asking the question, well, how do you teach this person that is blind and deaf how to play the piano? Well, Jenna is profoundly deaf, but she can hear muffled sounds, so I am able to communicate to her through sounds and maybe loud noises, and so what ended up happening is while I was teaching her, I would be sitting right next to her, and my hands would be right underneath hers while she put her hands on top of her hands would be on top of mine. And so between putting patterns and sequences and shapes into her hands and pointing them out on her fingers, and then also kind of speaking through her to her on her right-hand side, which is her best ear, she was able to take these concepts or take these songs through Symphony Music and learn them. It has been a joyful experience for me, and it has had its challenges. However, it's been a very positive thing, and I can definitely say she can walk away playing songs at her fingertips, and it's so exciting. But my point in bringing Jenna up is this: that Jenna is in a population of special needs students that maybe most traditional methods would not necessarily work for her. There are a lot of students or special needs students around the world that would love, love, absolutely love to learn how to play the piano, but the only means that they'd be able to learn it through would be the reading means. And in Jenna's case, it's not even possible because she doesn't read. Well, with Simply Music, I can definitely say that it's doable and that that I have taught a person that is blind and deaf how to play the piano. Another story in the book, there is a gal by the name of Teresa Killian. She's from Australia, and she was a nurse. And when she was 29 years old, she had a stroke. And that stroke left her almost completely debilitated. It was an unfortunate event. And so in her recovery, they were wanting Teresa, her parents were wanting Teresa to have something to do. And she had a problem, though. She wasn't able to use her left hand. Well, she was able to access a teacher by the name of Joanne Jones, and Joanne Jones worked with her closely to be able to unlock whatever use of her hands that she had left. And now Teresa is playing the piano. And so for people that have situations, debilitating diseases or situations where they're not able to do something like access their musicianship, Simply Music is making inroads into those areas. It's very, very exciting. I have a story in the book about a gal by the name of Celeste, and she is, I believe she's about 17 now, and she's autistic, and her teacher was able to take this beautiful child and essentially teach her, just like any other student, what to do in terms of how to play the piano. And Celeste is just has done an amazing job. She's the family accompanist, and she's doing very well in this whole special needs area of autism and learning how to play the piano. There's a question that just came up. It says, what is your favorite story from the book? And so let me answer that question real quickly. Probably one of my most favorite stories in the book has to do with Dodie Brueggemann. Dodie Brueggemann is a teacher from Washington, and Dodie is blind. Now, how is it that Dodie's able to teach Simply Music? Well, because of the unique way that Simply Music offers its method, by looking for sequences, patterns, also mapping things from the page to the piano, those kind of things. She was able to take the method and be able to learn it herself, and then actually, in a profound way, make a career of it. Now, a lot of people told her, Dodie, you can't do this. How can you, a blind person, be able to teach other people how to play the piano? Well, I can definitely tell you, in the book, it shares her story, and it says that she is able to do it, and she's so excited about it, and she's able to take some of the materials even within Simply Music and start assisting Simply Music in the conversion of creating, putting it into Braille, so that other people, other blind people around the world, other blind teachers around the world can access this information to be able to let others who would have never thought about being able to play the piano or experiencing their musicianship, allow them to do that. It really is a world where everyone plays. There's another story that I really, really like too. And this story in particular is written by a gentleman by the name of Stan Munson. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. And one of the reasons why I like it so much is because I can greatly relate to it. Stan was a teacher in Ohio, and his daughter was taking lessons from a Simply Music teacher, and she just happened to say one day during lessons, hey, do you know anyone that's interested in becoming a piano teacher for Simply Music? And Stan didn't say anything at that point, but what he did feel was this big kick in his chest. It was almost like someone was kind of nudging him and saying, hey, this is for you, Stan. And so Stan had always had a desire to want to play. And so one of the populations within Simply Music that we're also reaching is this whole area of adults, adults who never would have thought that they could play, that are now playing through Simply Music, and Stan was one of them. And so what ended up happening with Stan was that he followed that prompting, and he talked to his daughter's teacher about it and said, you know, I think I want to try this. I'm not sure about it. I've never taken lessons before, but I would like to try it. And so lo and behold, Stan became a teacher. He now runs a studio in Ohio and is very, very excited about the fact that he can share not only his story, but also expose other students, his students, to the world of music. So it's that's another population that Simply Music teaches and reaches. Okay, so there's some other stories as well in the book that I want to address. It reaches into the senior adult population. And there is one student by the name of Addie. She's here from, she's in California, and she's actually a student of mine. And the day that she retired, she came on board with me and called me and said, I want to take piano lessons. And she's been a student of mine for 4 years, and it's always been a dream for Addie to play the piano. As a child, she wanted to play, but her family could never afford her to play the piano. And so she knew that one of her bucket list items was to be able to play. She called me the day she retired, and she hasn't looked back. She now is in the process of learning how to read, and she can play 40 to 50 songs off of her playlist. She's composing music. She's improvising music and is so excited. I think at first for her, being a senior adult, it was a little bit of a challenge, but she stuck with it, and she is now enjoying music as a part of her life. She made a joke in the book saying that, you know, all of her friends and colleagues went on to play golf, and she ended up playing piano. And the nice thing about piano is that she's able to access the piano anytime, 24 hours a day. So I'm very excited for Addie. So there are people out there that just have this huge desire to want to play the piano, huge desire to want to have music in their lives. You know, the book is about a world where everyone plays. And that's what we're really about within Simply Music. We want to say that everybody is musical. We're created as musical beings. Even our own existence requires it of us. If you think about the rhythm of our heart beating or how we walk, or when you see a child coloring with a crayon, it just shows that we have rhythm within us. And when we talk, there's intonations and inflections and rhythm to it. It's just all a natural part of who we are. And so it's a beautiful thing to be able to say to every single person on this planet, look, you're made to be musical. We want to bring that music out in you. And we can do it through the means of Simply Music. Here is an opportunity. If you've always wanted to do it, you can do it. And the book, again, as a teacher, was compelled to share this message with everybody around me as much as possible. And so the book now has, there's about 2,000 books in dissemination throughout the world, and the message is getting out, and I'm getting comments from people all around the world saying, Bernie, this has really encouraged me as a student. This has really encouraged me to become a teacher, and just encouraging me to say that the book was really, really helpful for them. And so with that being said, I want to encourage any of you who have a desire and want to learn how to play the piano or to have music as a part of your life, that to look into Simply Music. I want to make a comment about my student, Jenna, as well. If you want to see her play the piano, she is on my website. My website is www.fortheloveofpiano.com. And love is spelled L-U-V, and you can actually see her play on my website. Are there any questions out there? The call-in number is 805-727-7015. I only have a few more minutes left and wanted to address any other thoughts or comments or questions for you if you had them. Anybody have any questions? Okay. So I have a few more minutes. I think I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about the book, if you don't mind. Let me just go over even the content of it. I think you'll be real pleased about what's available to you. You can purchase the book through Amazon.com. You can also purchase the book through SimplyMusic.com. And some of the subject matters that I address in the book would be things like Breaking Barriers, Why This Breakthrough Method Works. That was written by me, and I give a foundation of education about the book for the reader. I have a little 10-year-old young man from Australia sharing his thoughts about Simply Music Piano. The other subjects would be things like Dr. Walter E. Brackelman. He is a professor at UCLA, and he never really started to enjoy and learn the piano until he got connected up with Simply Music. He was 75 years old at the time. That is a fabulous story about his love of learning how to play the piano. Some of the other ones, another one would be a traditional teacher, a classically trained teacher named Michelle Favero Klug, and she is located in Nebraska, and her story is quite encouraging for those of you that have had experience with a traditional background. She is classically trained. She's done very well in that arena, and she is a proponent of Simply Music and what it's contributed to her, to her students, and to those that she comes in contact with. We have homeschool family stories. We have a grandparent story. We have a gal in Michigan who talks about how fun Simply Music piano lessons are. All those things are addressed in the book, and the book itself is really, the message is just to make sure that the reader is encouraged to know that this is possible. Musicianship in a person's life is possible. I can definitely say that for myself. I started playing the piano when I was 37 years old. And after 10 years of having done this, I still am loving to learn how to play the piano. And it's brought out within me, a continued love for music. I have this voracious appetite to learn, and Simply Music and music has really filled that in for me. So if it's ever been your dream, and if you know somebody who would have never thought they could ever learn how to play the piano or to have music as a part of their life for the rest of their lives, I can definitely say Simply Music is one avenue to gain access to the music within you. And so I encourage you to consider going and reading that book. And if you need to contact me, of course, you can go to my website, www.fortheloveofpiano, and love is spelled L-U-V, com and send me a note. And I appreciate y'all coming and joining me today. I hope this was helpful to you. And if anything, if at all, if it was inspiring and encouraging, then I feel like I've accomplished what I've come to do today. So God bless you all, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.